At the start of every year, in all of my religious education classes, we began each class in the fall by creating a covenant. Together, we formed a document that we would use to guide our interactions and to shape our beloved community. We created an aspirational promise to each other and articulated an ideal way in which we would interact. In this document, there were ways to help us if we fell astray and ways to push us even further into our sense of community. These covenants, these promises, are the way in which I have stayed committed to my faith. The relationship between me and the other members of groups that I have been a part of are constantly changing and shifting, not unlike the relationship I have with my own faith. I am a Unitarian Universalist whose faith is clearly stated in the eight principles. These eight statements are the covenant between myself and my faith that I am devoted to. However, this covenant has never been an easy promise to keep. One of the first moments I realized how much of a choice our values are was during my ninth grade coming of age class. This class was filled with questions that really made me think. Often, I was challenged to re-examine my beliefs and note how often they didn't align with my aspirational Unitarian Universalist values. I can specifically recall one session with my mentor as one of these difficult conversations. We were talking about the first principle and how some people who have committed serious crimes might still have inherent worth and dignity. I remember being baffled. It was a concept I had never considered. Through conversations like that in coming of age and diving deeper into my Unitarian Universalist theology in different youth programs, I have come to realize and more fully understand that I have the choice to interact with my faith. I had to think about the values that I had previously recited as a part of children's worship. In the real world, my faith wasn't easy. People didn't always seem inherently good at first glance, and deeper reflection was needed to actively live into these values. 2 years ago, to this day, my hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia, was permanently changed in the eyes of America. On August 11th, 2017, several hundred neo-Nazis marched around the University of Virginia, carrying torches to intimidate and create fear. On August 12th, 2 years ago tomorrow, the middle of Charlottesville was transformed from the heart of events that I love to the epicenter of American white supremacy. Three people died. Two were police officers who died in a helicopter crash, which was responding to the madness. The third was a victim named Heather Heyer. Heather was murdered when a car plowed through a crowd of counter-protesters and injured 19 other people, one being a member of my church. My coming-of-age mentor said during that conversation many years ago that we don't have to, nor should we respect the actions of criminals like the man who killed Heather Heyer. We mustn't respect their actions or the crimes that they have committed, but we must, as Unitarian Universalists, acknowledge their inherent worth. The inherent part of them that exists despite having committed gross injustices against the world. Others have gone as far to suggest that evil acts can negate one's inherent worth. Reverend Victoria Weinstein said in a sermon from 2003, "I believe that they, like every other person, were born with inherent innate value, and that they chose to violate the human covenant so egregiously that I consider them to have negative worth and no remaining dignity." While I am not sure I would go that far, I found solace knowing that many Unitarian Universalists have struggled with this concept. The first principle says that we respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person. How can we remain in covenant with our faith when white supremacists come marching into your home saying that the Jewish, Muslim, Black, Brown, and LGBTQ plus members of your community don't belong? For me, coming to terms with that rally meant that I had to do some deep theological searching and developing to see if I could possibly live into covenant with my Unitarian Universalist values after witnessing such an atrocity in my community. The most important part of living into a covenant, especially in the UU youth communities that I have been a part of, is recognizing that the covenant isn't just a meaningless set of words on a piece of paper. Every time I have finished creating a covenant, the facilitator will always say, "This covenant is a living and breathing document." For most of my covenanting life, I have always taken this to mean that these documents are subject to change. If the document doesn't work for the community, we will be able to modify it to fit our needs because of the people that choose to engage with it. As covenants are commitments between people, they aren't worth much of anything if people aren't actively living into them. The living and breathing part of a covenant means that it is not only changeable, but that it must be continuously lived into to be viable. A couple of days after August 12th, my friend and I painted some rocks with messages of love and hope. When we went downtown, the atmosphere had changed. Before the rally, music was heard at all times of the day. Families and tourists flowed from the various boutiques, bookstores, and cafes that scatter the area. Hardly anyone was there that day. It was eerily quiet. Where Heather had been killed, there was a memorial. A bed of flowers had been created by mourners coming to show their love for her activism. Atop these flowers were quotes with many generic liberal sayings, but one by Martin Luther King Jr. stuck out to me. "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Unitarian Universalists and our other siblings of faith have been responding to oppression and hate and injustice in the world for a while with reckless love through the organization Side with Love. From the Side with Love mission statement, Side with Love is an interfaith public advocacy campaign promoting respect for the inherent worth and dignity of every person. With the goal of creating beloved community, the campaign pursues social change through advocacy, public witness, and speaking out in solidarity with those whose lives are publicly demeaned. Making the connection between my faith's social justice campaign and how it was entrenched in radical love renewed my devotion to this faith. My covenant had been revitalized, seeing others demonstrate what love was about, what loving in the face of hate was about. Exhibiting love, whether it be during a protest, in response to terrorism or other hateful acts, or during a service on Sunday, exhibiting, my faith knows how to deny hate. Side with love sees that these UU values need to be lived into. Their goal is to create a beloved community, an equitable, inclusive place bound by a covenant. Through living into these commitments to each other, our faith grows stronger. When I was at Summer Seminary, a week-long program hosted at various Unitarian Universalist seminaries across the country, I was introduced to Jamie Fowler's Steps for Faith Development. Faith is first caught from your family, caregivers, spouse, or friends. It is then taught. You learn how to play the game, learn about the different rituals, who has what role, and where do you fit into it. Then faith is bought. You buy into the faith of your family and friends. You form your personal opinions about your faith. Next is sought faith, and it's the place where most adults who come into Unitarian Universalism are stuck in their stage of faith development. This is when people seek out their spiritual fulfillment in different ways and are able to create a deeper understanding of their values, however they may live into these values passively, backing away from scenarios that contradict their faith. Fowler theorizes is what's missing is a concept of wrought faith, where one's spirituality is forged through a collaboration with many people, built upon a strong foundation that will be able to last a lifetime. I have been working and developing my faith muscles my entire life, 18 whole years. All of the religious education I have shaped me into the woman I am today, enabling me to grapple with my understanding of the eight principles and forge a faith I constantly work with. Through my many years as a Unitarian Universalist, I know that this faith is not one to live into passively. We mustn't let our truths get brushed aside from our daily routines. Words are meaningless if there aren't living and breathing people acting upon them. Let us feel the passion of being committed to our faith and our values, and let it push us to continue doing the work, especially when the going gets rough.